Most Americans eat 30% of their calories as protein. When you eat excessive protein, your body turns it into sugar, and it throws you out of the keto zone.
Today we have a special Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Don Colbert before a live studio audience. Learn to identify what foods lead to disease in the body and what to replace them with to improve your overall health.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Father, we thank you today for this broadcast. Oh, my, my, my. We are so richly endowed with spiritual presence and your power and your word. And we thank you that all things are possible to him that believes. And we're in that place today, studying and looking into your word in how to do something that has seemed to be completely impossible. To me, at one time, it was like that. And you set my life free, and we want everybody to know how it works. We give you all the praise and the honor, Lord Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Join me, everybody, in welcoming Dr. Don Colbert to this studio. Hello. Love you, Don.
Praise God. Love you.
And we got a great studio audience in here. Give yourself a hand. Praise the Lord. Amen. Welcome, everybody. Let's go back to our scripture, that our base scripture. In the 23rd chapter of Proverbs, when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently. Underline the word diligently. Consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite. If you know that you've got a problem in that area, you better do something about it. I mean, it is just like putting a knife to your throat. Just don't eat this. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. That's deceitful food. Let's look then in the 20th and the 21st verses. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Now, let's look today at Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Now, apply that to what we just read. You've got a decision to make.
Yes.
Here. You're sitting down here, and I've got this set before me, or I've got a tub full of starch and sugars and all of this. Well, it's Christmas. It's just Christmas time. Yeah, and you're going to have the flu along about 1st of January, along in there, because you're going to pig out again New Year's Eve.
And that weakens your immune system. Sugar, starches, and carbs weaken
the immune system. And the flu season just goes through the roof. They're already talking about it on television. Mm-hmm. Biggest flu season ever. Well, come on, Chubby. You ought to know what caused it. I remember a little cartoon. This guy was sitting at the table in a restaurant, and the girl was sitting over here. He said, order anything you want, Chevy. In other words, I ain't got money enough to pay for a lot of this. Dr. Colbert, until this happened in my life. By the grace of God, I was able to manage my weight. As you know, I mean, you've been our family doctor for many years now. But it was always on this cycle.
Right.
And when this became my lifestyle, it's stable.
Praise God.
For the first time in 81 years.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Because I was given to appetite, and for reasons that you and I know, I don't think my hormone system was ever like it's supposed to be.
Right.
One of the reasons I got bitten by water moccasin when I was just a little boy. Mm. Mm. But anyway, whatever the reason was, it was really messed up. And I just gained weight just hugely. This changed my life.
Praise God. Now,
it'll change yours, too.
Now, let me explain what's happening, because you understand with your engines, you have jet engines, you have automobile engines. What I'm doing is I'm shifting the human body from being a sugar-burning engine, like an engine, not an actual engine, but a sugar-burning engine, to a fat-burning engine. The way we do this, we put you in what we call the keto zone, or a state of nutritional ketosis, or keto adaptation. Now, people say, oh, diabetic ketoacidosis. No, it's not that. And don't get in fear. It's simply the keto zone, in which your body shifts from burning sugar as the primary fuel to burning fat. Realize your heart and your brain prefers fat as its fuel rather than sugar. Now, to get in the keto zone, it takes you usually a few days to shift from burning sugar to burning fat. It takes usually about 2 to 3 days. For diabetics, it may take 1 or 2 weeks. And you say, oh my goodness, what'll happen when I'm in that in-between zone of burning sugar and burning fat? Well, what happens is we have now supplementation that enables people to get right into the keto zone by putting them on exogenous ketones, which are simply carbon compounds that your body burns and puts you right into a state of nutritional ketosis. So that way, you can go into that within an hour, burning fat. So when we shift you...
You bring any of those with you?
No, but for the majority, let me explain. For the majority of people, if you just keep your carbs down to around 20 to 30 grams a day, which is mainly eating some berries and eating salads and green veggies and things such as this with healthy fats, and this is the big problem people have, you've got to eat about 70% of your calorie intake as healthy fats. And a lot of people have fat phobia, and they are afraid to enter into the keto zone or nutritional ketosis because of their fat phobia. Now, here's what happens when you start eating a lot of healthy fats. Number one, you're not hungry for hours. Many of my people say, hey, I only need to eat 2 meals a day. And because it literally, the fat stays in your system for a long time, unleashes ketosis where it takes away your appetite. And you start to burn fat. Now, this is the biggest problem people have. They say, well, it doesn't make sense. I eat fat and I burn fat. Yes, when you eat fat, your body starts to use that preferentially as its fuel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And when you burn fat as fuel, all of a sudden your brain thinks clearer.
Well, we've been brainwashed to fat-free.
You're right.
And that was a financial thing. It doesn't have anything to do with good health.
Yes, absolutely. And I can talk a whole hour or two on that. But it's the preferential, fat is the preferential fuel for your heart. Now, here's a key thing I learned. Each cell in your body is composed primarily of fat. Now, here's the breakdown of the percentages of fat in that cell. 55% of the fat in that cell, in each of the cells, most all the cells in your body, is composed of approximately 55% monounsaturated fats. Now, what foods are high in monounsaturated fats? Olive oil, avocados, mm-hmm. almonds, macadamia nuts. Many nuts and seeds are very high in monounsaturated fats. So 55% of that cell is monounsaturated fats. 27% of that cell is composed of saturated fats. People go, oh, saturated fats, that's my enemy. No, every doctor's told me get rid of saturated fats. In fact, the U.S. Dietary Food Guidelines 2015 and 2020 said we should only eat less than 10% of our diet as saturated fats.
Well, you've the government's that, right? been in the business of killing people for a long time.
Yes. Now, here's
now,
what...
Like that pyramid?
Yes. The dietary...
That dietary pyramid? You well, read that? That's what they use to fatten hogs.
That's right.
It's the same
exactly
guy.
Right. Now, here's the last bit
I
of...
I know.
Here's the last bit. The last bit of fat that's in that cell is polyunsaturated fats. Mainly your fish oil. And again, your nuts and seeds contain healthy polyunsaturated fats. So that's the breakdown of the cell. So what I tell patients, we should have about 20% of our diet as saturated fats. That would be equivalent to approximately 25% of the cell membranes. About 20% of saturated fats. What are saturated fats? Saturated fats are like grass-fed butter, coconut oil, organic, and I like to use organic or free-range, heavy whipping cream, and people say, oh my gosh, that'll cause plaque in your arteries. That's why you need to read the book. When you combine saturated fats, about 20%, with about 40% of monounsaturated fats, it elevates your HDL, your good cholesterol. It lowers your triglycerides tremendously. It lowers your sugar tremendously. It lowers your C-reactive protein, inflammatory mediators, significantly, and it lowers the bad pattern B cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, significantly. The cholesterol that causes plaque in your arteries is not the pattern A. The pattern A is neutral, doesn't cause plaque in your arteries. It's the pattern B, is more susceptible to oxidation. And so again, this program with the right amount of saturated fats, about 20% of your diet, and about 40% is monounsaturated, and then you need your fish oil. You need healthy fish, salmon, or I take fish oil capsules every day because those are the key fats we need that keeps us in the keto zone. You're eating 70%. So you say, what do I do? How do I do this? That's why I put recipes in here. And simple recipes are like chicken salad. You can make chicken salad, but do not get the mayonnaise from the grocery store because most of it's soybean oil. It's interesting. We feed most of our animals that are grain-fed. We feed them corn, which is 90% genetically modified, and soybean, which is over 90% genetically modified. So we turn healthy meats into inflammatory meats. But you can have grass-fed beef in moderation. Again, I tell people, quit eating the huge, don't be ravenous eaters of meat. No, you don't have to get that huge T-bone, just a little petite filet is all we need. Because it also, or you can have a small ribeye, because it's got, as long as it's grain pasture raised and not, or is fed by grasses and not by grains. If it's fed by grasses, you have a lot more healthy fats in it. Monounsaturated fats, omega-3 fats, CLA that helps prevent cancer. So the right amount of fat is critical. We need about 70% fat. And we show you how to do that. So you can have chicken salad with olive oil-based mayonnaise, or you can have avocado oil-based mayonnaise. Avocado oil is high in those monounsaturated fats, and it's real filling. We need lots of the fat.
Tastes good.
Yeah, really it tastes real good, but you don't eat the bread. We wrap it with lettuce wraps, or we use our seed bread. We have the most amazing seed bread recipe where we put 5 different kinds of seeds. We grind them up, or if you don't have diverticulosis, you can eat, you know, just the whole seeds, and you bake it, and you have the most delicious filling seed bread that sweeps the colon clean. So the other thing, so we got 70% fat, healthy fats, mainly, primarily monounsaturated fish oil or fish oil fats and polyunsaturated fats, small amount, about 18%, or excuse me, 15 to 18. And then we have the powerful saturated fats in moderation. And then we have 15% of our calories as protein. You don't need a lot of protein. Most Americans eat 30% of their calories as protein. When you eat excessive protein, your body turns it into sugar, and it throws you out of the keto zone. And then you need about 15% of your calorie intake as carbs in the form of berries, about a quarter cup a day of any berry, or you can have lemons, limes. You say, wait, they're not sweet. That's right, they're not sweet, but you can add stevia to it if you want. And then salads, every kind of salad you can think of. You can have romaine, you can have cabbage, you can have arugula, any kind of salads, as well as your green veggies, all the green veggies. And you can add grass-fed butter to your green veggies and olive oil. I like to balance those out. And that includes broccoli and green beans and asparagus, and most all the green veggies are fine. And so when you do that, you have put the right combinations to enter into the keto zone. You shift your body from burning sugar as its fuel to burning fat as your fuel. And in doing so, you just close the door to most chronic diseases because it literally stops, it lowers the inflammation tremendously in the body, lowers the sugar tremendously. And you don't get those swings of insulin. Your insulin goes low. Most of my patients, when I check their fasting insulin, it's 3 to 7, which is low. When your insulin level, when your fasting is 3, you are going to burn fat and you're going to lose weight, almost guaranteed, okay? So then we put this key combination of foods together in simple to do recipes, like what you're taking. This is pretty much what you do. Mm-hmm. And as a result, you don't get the highs and lows that the sugar causes and the carbs cause. You literally become a fat burning machine, and it provides the best fuel for your brain, for your heart, for increasing energy. The energy level goes up amazingly when you get in the keto zone. And you were telling me about your wife, Gloria, how she'd put on some pounds, and then she...
Well, Gloria Alden, her metabolism and so forth just really, truly amazing. It used to just... man. And she could... She would go and washing dishes or something, and she'd take a piece of candy. If it was, say it was a bar of candy,
right?
She'd bite the end off of it and sit it in the windowsill there in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And then the next meal, she'd take another bite.
Now, very few people could do that. I don't know of hardly any women that could do that.
And eat on that piece of candy for 3 or 4 days. just, Gloria, if you're going to eat the thing, eat it. But she, her weight was stable all the time.
That's amazing.
And when she did go out and eat, she never did put on any weight. You know, her hormone structure and everything was so well balanced.
Right.
Well, then, in later years, she began to gain weight, and she began to really crave sugar. And she moved up to, she always weighed around 123, 24.
Right.
And at one time, she weighed down around 118, but that was after the kids were born, and she took that weight off immediately. And she kept saying, I got to lose 10 pounds. I got to get this off me. But it wasn't happening.
Right.
And then this happened. And her blood sugar just went down where it was supposed to be.
Right.
Her blood sugar was high.
Sure.
And went down. And she now she weighs around 121 to 123 all the time.
Now, this is a common thing I hear all the time is patients say, hey, I used to could eat all of this sugar, all of these starches, all of these carbs, but now when I eat it, I gain weight. What happens between 40 and 50? Our metabolism changes. We become more insulin resistant. As your waist, women, gets 35 inches or higher, you're insulin resistant. You're probably pre-diabetic. Men, as your waist gets to be 40 or more, you're insulin resistant. If you eat sugars, starches, and carbs, you're going to gain more weight, and you're headed for diabetes, and you probably have prediabetes. So we are becoming, as a society, more insulin resistant, and as a result, that sets the stage for every disease. But when we enter the keto zone, or nutritional ketosis, we have just shifted from burning sugar and being insulin resistant, or insulin or carbohydrate sensitive, to burning fat as our fuel. And again, I tell people, you can't do this unless you clean your fridge and cupboards out. You can't be having ice cream in the freezer, donuts in the cupboard, crackers and cookies and chips and candy and everything there. Because at night, something happens, especially to most women. Around 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock, all of a sudden they get what we call the munchies. And let me tell you, you can't eat just one chip. They pull that chip out and they say, I'm just going to eat one, just one chip. And one leads to another, why? And people say, why can I eat just one chip? That food was manufactured by processed food companies who use the brightest chemist. They use the smartest advertisers, the smartest psychologists, to create a food with the food chemistry so that that food is so addictive to your five senses that it's impossible almost to eat just one. And that's what's happened. When you get a packaged food, that packaged food is full of sugars and carbs or starches that literally program, that they get an addict, a food addict, every day, every, you know, just, they have an addict for life. And that's what's happened. Realize from the 1950s, and this is what all happened, if I can get through this real quick, in the 1950s, there was a study that came out, the Seventh Country Study, that branded fat a killer. And then from the 1960s on, we had a conglomeration of big food, big pharma, and big medicine that literally cashed in on this. And they started developing processed foods loaded with carbs, and they created an obesity epidemic, a disease epidemic. But it was huge profits for the processed food companies, for big food. Huge profits for big pharma, because with more disease comes more medicines, comes more profits. And guess what? Doctors and hospitals making tons of money because cancer is a cash cow. Heart disease is a cash cow. The way many hospitals make their money is with their cancer treatment centers, or it's with their diabetes and dialysis centers, or it's with their cardiac centers, with their bypasses, with their stenting. That's huge money. So what's happened is fat was branded a killer. People switched to low fat, and look where it's gotten.
Yeah.
Epidemic of diseases occurring.
Diet this, diet that.
That's why we got to, and what's happened now, that same study that was in the 1950s, the Seven Country Studies, was actually refuted by the main researcher, Dr. Menotti, who actually reanalyzed the data and said it wasn't fat that was the primary enemy. It was mainly sugars and carbs. So again, we have, so that's what I lay out. I explain to people because so many people have a phobia of fats. And if you do have a phobia of fats, and if you want to lose the weight, get it off, and then they can switch over to the Let Food Be Your Medicine program, which is very mm-hmm. healthy. And some people are afraid. They'll say, oh, my cholesterol will go up. As long as you follow the program, and I've got it out, mapped out in the back for high cholesterol, it'll usually prevent cholesterol from rising. That'll sometimes the neutral pattern A cholesterol will go up some, but the pattern B that causes plaque goes down most of the time.
How long have you been practicing that medicine?
31 years.
31 years.
A long time.
Now, I want to say this. Don't go to the world to get your information.
That's right.
Yeah. Don't go there.
Amen.
Don't walk into counsel. When you see the word ungodly, it's ungodlike.
Mm.
Don't go to the people that don't think like God. They're not interested in your health. Well, some of them are, but you go to that, you get the money part involved and all that. Go to the Word. Go to men like Don Colbert that spent their life with one thing in mind, and that's getting Christians healthy. Well, there's a difference between being well and not having pain. You can stop pain with pills.
Yes.
And you're still not well. Wellness is when there is no sickness or disease in your body or about to have any. I remember the last time I had the flu was, I don't remember what year it was. I remember where I was. I was in Wichita, Kansas, about going into recurrent training on the Citation 10. And I picked this thing up somewhere. But that's the last time. That's years, several years ago.
Praise God.
We're out of time. Yeah, Jeremy will be here in a minute.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.